8351 GMT. Now, the Senegalese musician Sister Far campaigns against the practice of female genital mutilation and is herself a victim of this violent tradition. She told us about the kind of reception she gets when she takes her message to conservative parts of Senegal.
I was in tour in the north of Senegal to just talk about human rights to the children and then to just use like painting, music, theater and all of those kind of workshop to bring them to know about those consequences that is like linked directly to the practice of female genital cutting.
When you go to those parts of Senegal talking to those people about female genital mutilation, which is a very big tradition in that part of Senegal, what sort of response do you get?
Yeah, I think definitely in Fouta, the problem was like those people definitely do believe that this practice have something to do with the religion and what is not true at all. Because it's the mayor himself who started to tell me like, we don't give you allowance to do your activities in this locality because people do believe that this have something to do with our religion. But for sure, it was like something like very crazy for me to hear. And I wanted to really to continue the event at the school. And
so basically you received a bit of opposition from people in that region. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. We receive like some kind of like a very hard way of saying, no, we don't want.
And you come from the south of Senegal. And so you going to the north of Senegal to preach to them about something that they've been doing for a very long time must be very difficult.
Yeah, it was. But the thing is, I was thinking about it. It was why I just went there with some artists, some local artists who speak the local languages. And most of my work is like based at the school to talk with the children. It was not for the communities, those religious people, but it was at school. And I did not have really problem with the first locality that I visited.
So why the school and not the community? Because I would imagine that the school is made up of children whose decisions are made for them by their parents who are part of the larger community.
My problem was just I have been seeing a lot of NGOs working with religious people, mature women or women who cut, but not the young people. I think those one, if they don't get now to know about the dangers that is linked directly to this practice, I do believe that if they grow up, they will do it. They are more open-minded. And if we just talk to them at school, they will take it more serious in presence of the teachers and the director. They will really keep on mind that they should not do it in the future. And the age men of those boys was like between 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. Then probably they would be like very soon mothers and fathers. And my message was just for them to really make the choice to not cut their children because I was sure that they was cut already.
This is something that's very personal to you. You have been scarred by female genital mutilation. Is that why you'd say it's important that you see it end?
Yeah, definitely. I can say that I have seen all of those consequences and I've used my time to really learn more about it and ask some religious people to know what the Islamic religion think about it. And then for sure, for me, it was no way to just cross my hand and just let things like that going on. As an artist, I was just saying like I can use my voice to just talk about it to really get the young people also involved.
Excellent. And we wish you very best with that mission and we'll keep an eye on your progress. You're a hip-hop artist. I like your song Miliamba quite a lot.
Thanks a lot.
It's a beautiful song. Would you like to leave us with a little bit of a line or two from one of your favorite raps in this regard?
Oh, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Make very nosy four. Sister Fanda du four. Jerap take before. Summer life take the four. Flip by the take a four. Hey, big dedicast of the project to really for the support to make all of this work happen. Thanks a lot.
Wow. That's Sister Father. And let's have a bit more of her music, especially the song I referred to, Miliamba, which is a song about the hard life of women in the countryside of Senegal. Wow, that's Miliamba. There's a part where she comes in and starts rapping. Brilliant song. and that's Sister Far. And you've been responding to the interview on our Facebook page, BBC Africa, and not many of you are for FGM.
Female genital mutilation, as it is abbreviated to. Matthew Mini Dolaka from Ghana says this tradition should be abolished. We Africans want to move forward. Also, Atando Dowdo Agbu from Nigeria says female genital mutilation is a crime against humanity, just like apartheid in South Africa.
And then Jonathan Mwanza is in Zambia and he says, I can't see any benefit. It just goes to show how selfish men are who allow it.
One supportive voice on the page, Lontum in Chadze in Cameroon, wonders why so many outsiders are worried about FGM just because it is inconsistent with Western culture. Well, I think Sister Fa is from Senegal and she is fighting to change it in her own country.
That's very true. You're listening to Newsday on the BBC World Service.